afternoon. Yesterday, December the 13th, at around 8:30 p.m. Baghdad time, the United States military forces captured Saddam Hussein alive. He was found near a farmhouse outside the city of Tikrit in a swift raid conducted without casualties. And now the former dictator of Iraq will face the justice he denied to millions. The capture of this man was crucial to the rise of free Iraq. It marks the end of the road for him, for all who bullied and killed his name.
After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. For over two decades, bin Laden has been al-Qaeda's leader and symbol, and has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and allies. The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda. Yet his death does not mark the end of our effort. There's no doubt that al-Qaeda will continue to pursue attacks against us. We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad.
Combattenti di terra, mare, dell'aria, camminieri della rivoluzione e delle legioni, uomini e donne d'Italia, dell'impero e del regno d'Avaria, ascoltate l'ora delle decisioni irrevocabili. E venite al tastino che lo vince.
Wir treten 14 Jahre Hand ab.